Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, representing Financial Services Online. On today's agenda, we navigate the somewhat stormy waters of the finance and insurance world. First up, our nation's central bank is under scrutiny. Yesterday, in a recent parliamentary session, Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Michelle Bullock found herself in the hot seat with the bank's decision to maintain the current interest rates stirring up criticism. The Green Senator Nick McKim led the call for more aggressive cuts from the current 4.25%, hoping for a quicker relief for our persisting inflation nervousness. Governor Bullock, with Assistant Governor Chris Kent, however, pointed to an underlying inflation rate of 3.5%, propelled by rising service prices. High levels of employment and strong demand, driven in part by vital infrastructure investments, weave a complex web that the Reserve Bank is monitoring closely. Moving on to transportation news out of New South Wales, the booming usage of e-scooters has prompted calls for firmed insurance regulations. Genevieve Henderson of the Australian Lawyers Alliance NSW calls for mandatory insurance for private owners and shared e-scooter providers. She warns of weighty financial risks for users who get into accidents without insurance and for injured pedestrians who cannot claim compensation from uninsured e-scooter users. In truth, legal reforms are crucial if we are to address this rapidly evolving aspect of urban mobility and to safeguard both riders and pedestrians. The sooner legislation catches up with technology, the better. Switching gears to the insurance industry, individual non-advised disability income insurance has emerged as an interesting talking point. Materializing as a front-runner in recent analysis, it posted a surprising claims-paid ratio of 113%, significantly exceeding the 68% seen for individual advised policies. This disparity casts a light on the sustainability of some individual disability income insurance products and could potentially ignite reassessment of capital requirements. And our final news item for today revolves around a controversial ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority that is setting a strong precedent. It backed RAC Insurance's denial of a fire claim by a Western Australian homeowner who had a criminal record related to arson. The evidence provided was deemed robust enough to signify that intentional ignition was more likely than not, which contradicts the homeowner's claim of accidentality. That wraps up the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, your trusted source for updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Find out more about us on financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, ensure you stay informed, stay safe, and make your money work for you.